There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
What's in store for us this hour, guys?
Talk Hollywood.
That's
we
right.
Are gonna talk about, Lori, I don't know if you know this story about Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, yes.
Did you know this?
What?
So he had a big stroke. Now, last we saw him, he was dating Paulina Pereskova. And they were, it was COVID Oscars that he produced. And they were madly in love. And then he dumped her right afterwards or something. And he had a pretty massive stroke a year ago in November. And he said it was a wake-up call. He was the guy who thought he could eat and smoke as much as he wanted, and it wasn't going to affect him. Boy, was he wrong. I just thought this was kind of shocking. He said he didn't want to talk about it, but it was such a wake-up call that he wanted to share it with other people who think they're invincible and can smoke cigarettes, you know, and everything.
Right. Well, you know, I will say in the New York Times story about this, they did not mention at all that, you know, Sorkin 20 years ago had a vicious drug problem. It wasn't a secret. He was in the newspaper constantly. He told TV Guide that he smoked crack cocaine daily while writing the 1995 movie The American President. Treated for a cocaine addiction in 95, and in 2001, he was arrested at the Burbank airport. He had all these hallucinogenics, crack cocaine, and he was allowed to enter a drug treatment program. And so he has been at least drug-free since 2012, but it's a little bit disingenuous not to mention that in the New York Times story, because that, of course, would be a contributing thing, the years of drug abuse to give you the high blood pressure.
It is in this Post story, because he said his big fear when he quit using drugs is that he wouldn't have the writer flow. You know, he wrote A Few Good Men, and he said, because you're a writer and you're on a roll, and I was on a roll when I was high, you don't want to change anything. But he did say he's been clean for 11 years.
Ooh. Well, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But smoking, I just want to give a heads up. Smoking is a big contributor to strokes, people.
And if you have high blood pressure.
High blood pressure and smoking, the combo is not good for you later in life. All right, back to you.
Okay, well, just
Hawaiian
back
correspondent.
To the late night.
Yes. Oh, it was so fun last night.
So Jennifer Aniston was on with Fallon, I believe it was, last night.
Yeah, she was.
And she just was, we've also posted, this is kind of a good red carpet, something called the Fashion Trust. We posted that red carpet, or I should say Grant did. But, of course, Fallon has to do a game with Jennifer Aniston. We also posted this, and they had to put their hands in this thing.
In a box.
What are you feeling? This box.
I'm telling you, the very first thing, and it was for Jimmy Fallon to put his hands in his box, and it was a wasp's nest.
Oh, no.
I was scared to death.
Oh, no, you couldn't pay me.
And there were live wasps in there, and I'm like, what is he doing? That scared me.
You can see why Jennifer Aniston was nervous about doing that, but it's kind of a funny skit, but it's way too visual. But she did break down for Fallon a classic Adam Sandler outfit that he wore to a nice dinner in Italy when they filmed that, you know, the murder mystery movie that they did. And I think they just did another one.
They did a sequel. Yes.
I hadn't been to the Kennedy Center before, so that was my first time.
It's really
and here we
special,
are
right?
Honoring the Sandman.
Yeah,
at the Kennedy Center, for the Mark Twain Award.
Yeah, he dressed up too. I saw him.
He wore a suit.
Isn't it weird to see him in a suit? Isn't it weird to see him in a suit?
It is weird because he kind of looks like he's just playing dress up.
Yeah,
and he kind of just seems very uncomfortable.
He doesn't want to wear a suit.
No. We had a dinner in we were in Italy doing the first one, and it was, you know, nice dinner we were invited to, and Jackie looked beautiful in an eyelet dress.
His wife,
hair
yeah.
was done. Jackie Sandler, the amazing Jackie Sandler, and he shows up in basketball shorts, satin basketball shorts with white piping. And Nike high tops yeah. and a turquoise velour Izod that had no relationship to the black. Like it was just, but he kind of, you know, Vogue did this. Vogue, you know, basically gave him the style icon, made him a style icon of some
sort. They said?
Yes.
They said, because that's what his
now
move
he
forever.
Can, now it's his, it's, he's like, Vogue said I was amazing like this. So,
unbelievable.
Vogue. That's true.
You've known each other for years, you and Adam.
Over 30 years.
Yeah.
We met at Jerry's Deli on Ventura Boulevard when we were 20 and 22.
No way.
Yeah.
Jerry's famous deli. That's wild. And over the years, have you given each other advice or helped each other throughout your careers? No?
No, well, if I get anything from him, it's, what are you doing? Usually based on someone I'm dating.
She was really cute.
I didn't know that, though, that those two go back to struggling actor days.
No, and then she also said that she likes to take care of him on the set and make sure that he's having good herbs and vitamins, and he comes over to her camper for smoothies. And
aww.
They're cute. It was really cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was really... although Lori, I think she did something.
What?
I'm on a face.
Oh, you mean like a face?
And I guess I'm just noticing because I want one. So
you want a facelift?
Right. You know, it's in my wheelhouse right now. I've been thinking about it. And so whenever anyone looks a little different, she looked a little different last night, I thought.
Okay.
Maybe she had just had injections or something.
Maybe.
But,
boy, she'll never tell.
No. No, that's why I like the gal from, I just sent you the email. I emailed you the story from the gal who had the glow up from New Jersey's and just admitted everything. Mm-hmm. And her husband are on Ozempic. I just kind of liked, I was refreshed that she just said it all.
Yeah, A-list actors, they very seldom, I mean, Jane Fonda's admitted, they very seldom, Bette Midler just admitted to having her face tailored, but very
few. And she's
few
like 80s, yeah.
Well, she's 77,
right,
and that's
fine.
The first time she said it, and Jane Fonda admitted it when she wrote her memoir.
Yeah, when she
that
was
she
like,
had three facelifts.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be open about mine because it's going to be obvious is all I'm going to say. Oh, no, okay, I've just lost a ton of weight. What, honey?
Well, did you like Sarah Snook? I thought she was kind of a good follow-up guest to Jennifer Aniston on Fallon.
I thought
night.
It was a fun night, and I'm not a Jimmy Fallon fan usually, but what I like more is I love that What's My Jam.
Oh, yeah.
With Quavo last night, who kicked
it. Was it great?
I don't know why I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Don't you think it's fun?
Well, it's just, we love covers.
Yeah.
As we've all talked with Bruce, you know, we're talking about Kelly Clarkson. You would love to see, you know, we all love covers. So it's just a really fun way to see interesting takes, how other people can make an already great song somewhat even better with their own touch.
And they also play a little Pictionary with names of bands. And I just thought it was a fun. I taped that show, What's My Jam. It's a fun show, I think.
That's good.
It's a different take on a music show.
Right.
So it's kind of...
I liked Sarah Fallon asked her the cast of Succession, recast as friends.
Oh, yeah.
And do we have that audio?
Yes, we do. Yeah, yeah.
I think she's spot on here.
Here we go.
I was just thinking, like, if the cast of Friends were anything like the cast of Succession, who would be who?
I mean... I feel like Greg is going to be Phoebe.
I love that.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not true.
I think so. And then, and Kendall is Ross.
Mm-hmm. Why?
He's the sad face.
Yeah, sad
he's like
face.
Real
yeah,
sad, like super sad face. He's like,
yeah.
And then like, Shiv is Monica because she's got her shit together. Well, she's got her stuff together.
My God.
Chandler's Roman then. Joey is Tom. And then Logan is Rachel.
Wow. Oh. Logan's Rachel. Logan.
Yeah. Yeah, the world, you know, yeah. revolves around.
Yeah,
you know?
There
it's
are.
Like it turns on an axis.
I thought that was really kind of fun.
Yeah.
And of course, Sarah is plays Shiv Logan on Succession. I didn't realize that, you know, she was, I don't know if she's British or Australian.
She's British.
Oh.
British.
No, well, Brian Cox is British. She's British. Yeah. I don't know that they have a combo, Lori, on
yeah,
that
they
show.
Do. Yeah, they really do. Oh, I got to tell you, Julia, Air. I read Roger Friedman's review mm-hmm. of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the first time Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have been in a movie since Good Will Hunting in 97.
No, they did that Iron one, that Gladiator thing.
Oh, the last.
Weren't they both in that?
No, that
the
was
last just... duel.
Yeah.
Yes, were they
You're
both?
Right.
They were in the last duel.
I thought it was just Damon, but yeah.
No, they were both in that, but they didn't direct it or write it.
Okay.
This is right. them teaming up, writing, and Ben directing, kind of.
Yes, that must be what Roger yes. means. He said it's a big, old-fashioned hit. In fact, the movie he said everyone wanted this Oscar season couldn't find is here with Air. It's the first movie that these two have done together. It's the first potential, he says, Best Picture nomination of 2023. And Amazon produced it, and it opens on April 5th in wide release in theaters. It tested so well that it's just going to be, they changed the distribution plan.
That they're going to keep it in theaters.
It was going to be just a week. In the theaters and then streaming, but now it is going to be the kind of movie that people will want to see in the theater. And he writes that it's funny, it's surprising, it's tremendous acting. And Roger also wrote, if this doesn't get Damon an Oscar nod, he doesn't know what movie will.
Well, we're going on Monday night to the screening.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very
excited. Apparently.
It's like Jerry
Apparently
Maguire.
The 80s soundtrack is supposed to be.
Oh, I bet you that. You're oh. good call, Laura. I bet you, right? Because everything's been, you know, all this music has been making everything more popular. This is going to bring us right back into the 80s. This is going to be fun.
One song clothing. That's in there that might be, you know, one of my favorite songs from the 80s is Tempted by Squeeze.
Is it and, tempted by the food of another? Food of another.
Yeah,
okay, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great song. And Ben Affleck told Roger that he originally wanted to have Jump by Van Halen in that spot, but you can't license Jump or any Van Halen song. Apparently, they're all fighting with each other. No one can agree on anything, so we gave up, and I'm much happier with Tempted anyway.
Oh, all right.
So,
well, that's a
yeah,
good little
a
Van
good
Halen
soundtrack.
Fact that you can't get any music.
Right.
There you go. I love this song. We got to come good back song. With Dirt Alert with Grant. We'll be right back.
Lori and Julia here for Learning RX. And I know we got some new testimonials from students that have gone to Learning RX and had amazing changes happen to their life as a student. Because let's not forget that when you're a kid, you do your job is to go to school and hopefully enjoy school and have it help you not be something that is something that you dread, that your kid really feels discouraged about. And Learning RX can help. They have 7 locations. They're giving 50% off the cognitive skills assessment test, so you can find out what exactly is going on. How can they help? What can we do? I mean, the cognitive skills assessment test is eye-opening. It really is. The number to call is 952-949-6900. That's Learning RX. They can make all the difference in the world to your kid.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Grant, what do we have for the dirt today?
Yeah, let's take a peek right now. We have an update on the Amanda Bynes situation where we had learned that she called 911 on her own and put herself into psychiatric ward.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Or to be held for a while, but there is some details that have come out since we spoke about this yesterday. So I just want to bring those details to light a little bit, but basically, a source close to Amanda tells that they're still putting the pieces together. But at this point, they believe that she could have been living on the streets for several days. And they were told that Amanda's car was towed on March 15th in Long Beach, about 40 miles from her home and 20 miles from downtown L.A., where she popped up on Sunday and called 911. So it's not like this was just a few hour, one day thing. At one point, they were told that Amanda, she basically got a ride from strangers to return back to Hollywood, where she had kind of wandered off. This is all according to TMZ and a source close to Amanda. So, they're saying right now that the psychiatric hold will most likely be extended and that she is making improvements. And according to sources, her parents do not plan to put Amanda back into conservatorship, but are happy that she voluntarily called 911 for this psychotic episode that she was going through. So
she probably quit taking her bipolar medication.
Yeah, I think that could have been
it. You know, people will do that, and then because they feel like it's okay if they do, but things can go off the rails very quickly.
Yes, absolutely. That is the struggle of, you know, that a lot of people face with bipolar, you know, that the medication does help, but it's also that battle of they don't feel right, so then they don't take it, and then it goes down this whole other downward spiral. But so we've got some other music news here. Bad Bunny is being sued by his ex-girlfriend for quite a bit amount of money here, $40 million. Yeah. And this is over a single line. So back in 2015, his ex-girlfriend, who is now a lawyer, she's been through law school throughout this whole process. She her voice was recorded in the bathroom saying Bad Bunny baby. Now that particular part, that recording, has been used in a couple songs, Patai, which was now viewed over 355 million times on YouTube. It was also used in Dos Mil, which was viewed over 280 million times on YouTube. In addition to that, they used it in promotional material, concerts, and different music platforms. So she's saying that she never gave consent to this. She never signed a contract for this. There is no contract in existence that, you know, there was some sort of agreement. So there's kind of like this, again, he said, she said, but again, he is making money off of her voice. And that's kind of where it stands right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So
stay tuned.
Yeah. There's going to be more to this. And like I said, you know, and her name is De La Cruz, and you know, good on her. She's got her own law degree. So she's taking this on partially herself, but she's also working with other representation. And there was one other part here. The suit contends that a deal was not reached, but the recording was used in the song and published without her consent. So that's where the gray area exists, because there was no contract. There was no agreement on whether, you know, to be paid for what. So we'll see where that one comes, like you said, to be continued. Now,
okay.
Yeah. How about let's go the whole Scandoval situation. And we've got the Vanderpump Rules Season 10 reunion coming up. And on Wednesday, via Instagram, Raquel said that she will be attending the reunion in person. Now, this is strange because apparently there is a temporary restraining order that Shayna and Raquel have against each other, that they cannot be within 100 yards of each other. So how can they both be physically present at this reunion?
How do they do that? They have a couch way at the other end?
Bring her in via Zoom. You know, she could.
Oh,
you know. That's my thought. Okay. They could put her in another studio, or they could have her from home and then bring her up on a screen via Zoom. That's just how I'm just brainstorming.
That's, yes,
you know, how
course,
they could do that.
Yeah.
And if they do, I mean, it's going to be huge ratings, right? I mean, we've seen the ratings go up for The Shell, for Andy Cohen's What Hatch What Happens Live. If they can get her to this reunion, whew, it's going to get heated. And they did say that they would have some sort of security around for and keep it as civil as possible throughout the whole process. Try to keep it as civil as possible throughout the whole process. But we also have an update on this cryptocurrency promotion problems that a lot of Hollywood stars have been facing. I think we learned Tom Brady was facing this a while back, and a few others, that they had promoted these cryptocurrencies without telling people that they were being paid to do so, and without basically saying the risks that were involved. So the SEC has been cracking down hard on this. And now the more recent group of celebrities that are brought into this are Jake Paul, who is a very popular YouTuber and boxer. Lindsay Lohan, who we all love and adore. We got Soulja Boy. It looks like Kendra Lust, Akon, Lil Yachty, Neo, Austin Mahone. They were all brought into this SEC filing on Wednesday, and it was because they were illegally touting Tronix and BitTorrent. And now that, so they have come to an agreement where all the celebrities have agreed to pay a total of $400,000 each to settle their charges. So,
really? Gosh. Remember, Kim Kardashian paid like $1.25 million for her Instagram about crypto.
Yeah.
Without acknowledging payment. And then Matt Damon did all those ads,
yes,
and Giselle talked about it in Vanity Fair.
Yeah. Yes.
And Tom Brady did them, didn't he?
Yeah. So do you guys think that this, because she paid 1.5 and these guys only have to pay 400, yet, you know, BitTorrent and Tronix are huge companies as well. Do you think this is because their reach maybe isn't as big as Kim Kardashian? Okay, because she influenced a lot more people, which therefore the penalty would be much higher. Got that. All right. And finally, we'll round this one out with Priscilla Presley is asking a judge to request that the hearing over the Lisa Marie's trust be pushed from April 13th to mid-May. Now, we don't have an update as to whether they have agreed to that, but she's asking for more time to get things together.
All right, she'll probably get it.
Yeah, I think she will, and hopefully she does, because this is it's a big story. They got to make sure they get this one down to the facts, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Thanks, Grant.
Yeah. I believe we have a winner that we need to announce.
From our Pick Your Prize contest.
Who? Let's see.
You get to choose it.
PYB.
Pick your prize.
Oh, Terry Herrera from Chaska. You are today's winner for our winner on the Lori and Julia show for $100. And you will be entered into the $10,000 Pick Your Prize contest. And congratulations to you. And if people want to sign up, you can go to the MyTalk 107.1 app. If you don't have it, download it and register to be part of the Pick Your Prize contest. And hopefully we'll be mentioning your name. We have four winners every day on MyTalk, wrapping up on the 31st and drawing on the following Monday. Our winner for the $10,000 Pick Your Prize. More information is at mytalk1071.com.
And then there was a scandal.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
As far as rumors and conspiracy theories and vintage scandal goes, something happened on August 14th, 1997, which will forever go down in all-time sports lore. I don't know, Grant, if you know what I'm talking about. The Baltimore Orioles successfully canceled a game after their star player, Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, who was in the middle of extending his all-time record 2,431 consecutive games played.
Yep.
A record that won't be broken.
Never.
Probably.
Never.
No, he supposedly told his team he couldn't play.
Okay.
And the theory was that Crash Davis himself, yes, Kevin Costner, was sleeping over at Cal Ripken's house, and Cal Ripken caught Kevin Costner with his wife, Kelly. A fight ensued, according to a story made famous by two national radio hosts in 2001. The hosts repeated the claim, which had been circulating online, that Ripken Jr. was too hurt or emotionally traumatized to play that day. One version of the conspiracy theory scandal states that the Orioles shut off a bank of lights along the first baseline, claiming it was a power failure, and sent the crowd home in order to preserve Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak. Kevin Costner called into that radio show the next day to vehemently deny the salacious rumors. I thought at first you guys were saying it was true. I was going to take your heads off. And then he explained he'd only met Cal's wife, Kelly, twice for what might have been 10 minutes. He'd never been inside a house, their house. And if there's something that's alleged, I'd like to see someone come forward because they don't have the story to do it. There would be big money for a story like this.
Yeah.
And Baltimore had been slated to face off against the Mariners and the Cy Young winner, Randy Johnson, that night. Yeah. And the Orioles spokesperson said it was actually Randy Johnson in conjunction with the Mariners manager, Lou Piniella, that nudged the parties to cancel the game. And
so did this happen, Lori?
According to him, no.
According to everything, it is such a juicy story. It's become urban legend that has been debunked, but it has persisted so long because it's been like over 25 years and both of them, you know, have denied it. There's a photo of Cal Ripken in the dugout, but there was even like a couple years ago, a 6-episode podcast.
Yeah.
Devoted to the rumor set off by an off-duty cop who was said that he knew that it was true. Ultimately, the podcast, what I could read up about it, was more about how resilient conspiracy theories like the Cal Ripken, Kevin Costner rumor is, no matter how many times it's been disproven, there's always a guy who knows a guy.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And it just seems like such a crazy story now that we don't want to, you know, anybody cheating to be, you know, promote that. But if this were a true story, what an epic way for MLB. I mean, MLB, the strike of 94 was one of the, you know, biggest things ever. The cancellation, no World Series. But I have never, other than weather, really, and like 9/11.
I love knowing that you remember all that.
Oh, but like 9/11, maybe, and weather is the only other reason a game has been canceled. So for them to come up with this, like the lights went out, perfect way to do it.
Right.
Technical, you know,
right.
It's an easy way to.
It seems reasonable it seems to cancel a game.
Plausible to cancel, yeah. With there's no lights, but wow.
It was a minor power outage. A few bulbs in one bank of lights couldn't be lit. That is true.
That's true, but that hasn't held back any games. Because if you go to games now, in those same buckets of lights, there's always one or two that are out. So, wow.
This is why this rumor scandal has had legs. Because the other thing is the rumor the power outage was a cover story used to postpone the game. So Ripken's then 2,431 consecutive game streaks wouldn't be broken.
Yes, and that is one of the biggest records in all of sports. That Ironman record. Oh, the Ironman record.
Oh, yeah.
With the way athletes now, I mean, you hear him call, what's his name? Charles Barkley. And our guy, Anthony Edwards, in town here. He called out athletes. He said, you make millions and millions of dollars, and you just sit out because you're tired. Do you see coal miners sitting out every day because they're tired? Do you see blue-collar workers sitting out a day because they're tired?
How do the coaches let them?
These guys are pampered. They're pampered. And if you look at it, if that's the way it is now, and you look at Cal Ripken, the Iron Man, those 2,000 games, that will never be broken.
Never.
You know, I mean, and I love Joe Mauer, but I mean, the guy took a break every 4 or 5 days for bilateral leg weakness.
Yeah. And Cal Ripken.
I'm having that right now. I'm having bilateral stomach weakness.
Oh, no. Well, then just listen to Ripken. This is the denial. There's a lot of details.
Lori, what magazine did you get this from?
This is from Pajiba.
I found this article as you're talking about
it.
Yep.
Yeah. And so what Cal Ripken said, it's easy to check the facts of this one. I remember it very well. The Bank of Lights went off and Randy Johnson was pitching for the Mariners and we were deciding what to do about it. Was there enough light to see a guy throwing over 100 miles an hour? The bank was over our dugout. I physically went out and tested it for the umpire. I was in discussion with the umpires. I was definitely there. I was definitely ready to play. I was definitely there. And I'm sure I was on camera a number of times. So he's really had a lot of details in his denials. So,
thank you. Yes.
I know, and I guess Costner and Ripken were friends. They met at the Dances with Wolves premiere, and the story at the time is that Kevin Costner got around a lot in between his two marriages.
Believe that.
Yes. And apparently no one could ever figure out why a power outage only affected one bank of lights, and Kevin Costner had also reportedly been to Ripken's house to play pickup games.
Mm-hmm. Of
and,
what? Baseball? Baseball,
yeah. Oh. Anyway, it's right. Just a whole thing.
That's
yeah.
a good one,
that I
Laurie.
Never knew about.
But I love the detail that Cal Ripken put into. I was there. I saw me. You know, it's like, it's kind of, it in my eyes, it leads to, like, you know, a kid like, no, I was there. You saw me. I did this. I did that. I did this. I did, just to try to prove that they were there. But, was it really that? I don't know.
Yeah. Was he injured? You know, did they want to keep the record for him?
Oh, 100%.
And what if he was at the park but couldn't play and they... But anyway, you know, he did suit up the next day for a doubleheader in every game for the rest of the season. And he you know, got to base three times and knocked in an RBI. So yeah. If he'd been injured the day before, he was doing fine the next.
Yeah, this screamed to me, like you said, this is a purely, I feel like they were trying to keep their, you know, the record going.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just... Oh, it just seems so dirty, and I love it.
I don't know. Yeah, I know it.
It's a sports scandal inside of Hollywood. I love
this. This is a sports scandal you didn't even know about.
No.
That's even better.
Yeah, I love this. Thanks,
yeah,
Larry.
It's called, the podcast is called The Rumor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do is, you know, kind of just focus on sports rumors.
Sure.
I just had never heard that, and I was like, oh, Crash Davis, you know?
If he played that well the next day in a doubleheader,
yeah,
there was something going on that day that they didn't play that game. Let's just there. My personal opinion, there's some shenanigans going on there. That's my opinion.
Yeah, nothing to do with the wife, but more to do with the record.
Exactly.
And he and his wife got divorced like 16 years later.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they did stay together, but Kevin Costner was his PR people were working double overtime back in the day because very eligible man at all times.
Oh, yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, that was very good. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Should we take a break and come back and collect our thoughts?
Please.
Sounds good. All right, we'll be right back. Everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Hammernick's Interior Solutions, and they've got two amazing flooring superstores. They've got the one in St. Paul on Rice Street across from the Original Design Center, and also in New Hope off of 169 and Bass Lake Road. Largest selection of in-stock flooring in Minnesota. They are a full-service flooring company, so they can do the installation for you, or if you're a DIYer, you can do that, but they offer really competitive pricing. Their inventory is always marked at 12% off the already low price. They're open 7 days a week, and they can help you with, you know, any budget and whatever your size venue is, but they've got the huge selection. They've also got great carpeting, and of course, they are a family-owned business, been in business for 78 years. That's Hammernick's Interior Solutions. They are ready to make your floor dreams come true.
I always just appreciate that.
I know. It always ends on a nice note.
Oh, gosh. All right. So late night TV tonight, Brian Cox, kind of the cocky old man that he is. He's going to be on with Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
And, you know, the Succession people are out in force because it comes back Sunday night on HBO, the final season. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel's going to have Molly Shannon, and she's in the Zach Braff movie with you know who.
Florence Pugh.
And Morgan Freeman. And yes. I've read more and more about that movie, and I forgot the name. That was yesterday.
Good for you. Or
good for me. Feel good. And she said, you know, even though they had broken out, good for you, they had broken up when it came time to film it. She said, he knew my voice. He knew how I spoke. He knew all my mannerisms, and it was perfectly fine working with him on it, and
that's
he just
cool.
gets me, and he wrote such a brilliant thing. I think that sounds... I feel like we're going to have some good movies that we're going to want to see in the movie theaters this year.
Yes.
You know, movies that are relatable, that, you know, just really some good stuff. Here's a couple things, Lori. Do you remember
That's
the...
All for late night?
That's it. About those James two? Corden, okay. We don't care about. Stephen Colbert is gone, and Seth is a repeat, too.
Okay.
So that's all that's happening. You sent me something about Uhtred.
Oh, yeah. Do you see that?
That's what is that? Back.
That is coming on April 14th on Netflix. This is The Last Kingdom.
Is it a new season? I thought it ended.
It's a movie.
Oh. Oh, I got to send that to my son.
Yeah, it's a movie. My brother sent it to me because he knows that you and I absolutely loved The Last Kingdom.
Oh, but yeah.
It comes out April 14th, and it's called The Last Kingdom, Seven Kings Must Die. And if you haven't watched The Last Kingdom and you're looking for a great show, there's five seasons, I believe, on Netflix. It's absolutely a fantastic show.
It really
and
is.
So this is, I guess, what is going to wrap it up because we're not getting a series. It's... or maybe we are, but to me, I think everything I remember is that it's a movie.
Okay. Okay, and I just want you to know, Laura, The Glory on Netflix, which is our Korean revenge.
It's so good.
It's so good, and it's like one of their best ones ever. It's like in the top seven ever of Korean series. So it's like breaking a ton of records that we really like.
Okay.
Millie Bobby Brown, you sent me this earlier. She turned down about $10 million to be in a Stranger Things knockoff.
She doesn't want to be 11 anymore.
Yeah. She's done.
She's done being typecast as that, yeah.
She's done.
Julia, I'm ready to go on a road trip a la Gail and Oprah. Grant posted this. It's hilarious. Oh, yeah. They're doing another filmed road trip thing.
Why don't we do this?
This looks cool.
Years ago, we had this idea.
You would be great at this. Oh, God.
Anyway.
I'd watch that journey.
Thank you, Grant.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking at my National Enquirer, Julia.
Yes.
And here's a little story for you. Adele, otherwise known as Adele, her friends think that Paul Rich is a bad choice for long-term happiness.
Okay, here's what's going on. It was in Anti-Lawyers, you know.
Blind Items?
Yes, Blind Items on Wednesday, or maybe it was just yesterday on Don and Bradley show. And he is out in Vegas asking the waitresses out while she's performing. Mm. And the waitress, there's a text message exchange that said, I don't know why Adele wants to marry this guy. He took me out last night. So he's a philandering. He's got a wandering eye.
He's also known by the National Enquirer in the term skirt chaser.
I love that. Now, when is the last time we've heard that term?
Oh, God.
Gotta love us in a skirt chaser. No, I feel like this isn't going to end well for her.
Mm-mm.
You?
Yeah, they think he's not good for her for long-term happiness.
Right.
He's not going to be
the guy.
He
was her bridge.
Yes.
But I think she's expecting it to, Well, we'll see. Maybe they'll prove us wrong.
Maybe.
As people always do. I want you to know I got the name of the plastic surgeon.
Nice.
From the glow up of the Real Housewife of New Jersey. He's out of New York. I sent you the picture from People, or the story from People magazine, Lori.
Yeah.
His name is Dr. Sam Rizk. R-I-Z-K. And Jennifer from The Housewife is one of his before and afters. Okay. He's got a lovely gallery of before and afters. So I just, if people are in the market, have a lot of money and want to go to New York for procedures.
Yeah.
That's true. Did you guys, you might have mentioned it when I was doing some other stuff behind the scenes here, but we did post the red carpet to the Fashion Trust US Awards in Los Angeles.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
No, there's some good pictures on there with Kate Beckinsale, and they got Heidi Klum. Some good pictures there.
It's Demi all Moore. The typical nudies are nude. Yeah.
Well, I like the Kate Beckinsale. It was kind of a different, sort of a structured looking.
Yes.
dress.
I sounded judgy.
Demi Moore and her daughter were there, and
you know, I will say this,
kind of good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heidi Klum.
Gwyneth
what is
left with- trial in a huff today, you guys?
Wait, who?
Gwyneth left trial in a huff.
Oh.
Well, she's. Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me. Trial. Based on everything that we've learned, it looks like she was in the wrong.
I don't know, but I may.
Well, the sole witness said. They I know. Saw, if that's your only witness, and when that's how you know we're
witnesses get, can be paid, Grant.
I guess you really think we're going to conspiracy theory on her?
I don't know. All I'm going to say really is on a ski hill, it isn't as clear as you always think it is.
Well, according to that,
unless
resort,
you hit a tree, you know it's your fault.
That's true.
Well, I mean, you know,
it's true.
I didn't mean it in a bad way.
No. I feel like this one's not going to go well for her. She should have just paid this guy the money
paid him,
and just walked away.
Yeah.
But nothing goes well for her.
Lori, apparently. Tell us the story about Sofia Coppola's daughter.
Oh,
it was just a TikTok that she did. She was grounded because she tried to hire a helicopter with her dad's credit card, Thomas Mars, to go visit a camp friend in another borough.
And this made me laugh so hard.
Can you imagine? I'm going to take daddy's credit card and rent a helicopter.
No, and then she's grounded and she's not supposed to use social media, so she's going to get triple grounded. And then she didn't know the difference between an onion and something else.
A shallot.
I can understand, because a shallot is a large garlic-looking thing. It is a different size, so I get that. But it sounds like she was really cute.
It was just funny, and yes, Sofia Coppola was trending all day because of her daughter's TikTok, and she was wanting people to join her. Well, she makes vodka pasta sauce. Well, she's done it.
It was kind of cute. All right, everybody, if you haven't signed up for Pick Your Prize yet, it is on our app. Your chance to win a $10,000 prize. Check it out. We'll be back tomorrow. Lori, aloha.
Aloha.
Grant, thanks so much.
No problem.
Job done. Off you go.